You mentioned your college training. You must have had an enjoyable experience. Was your college Central State?
Yes, sir, it sure was. And I actually was the first female gospel accompanist there. And I was there about, I played for about three or four years
mm-hmm.
with that title. And, ooh, that was a long, long time ago.
Wow. Being a pianist, did you start off young?
Yes, I actually started at age 3, and my mom bought a keyboard that was meant for my sister, but she didn't take much of a liking to it. So, you know, I used to listen to little commercials and hear melodies, and my mom would hear me up the steps because it was in the hallway catching on and playing along, and she was such a big push in where I am now. So I'm so glad that she was my strongest encouragement.
There's another song of yours. It's called Move. It's got a nice groove in it, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. Tell us about Move.
Well, Move is actually my very first gospel song, well, as an adult. And I've always had a gospel upbringing. But this was how I wanted to come out on the scene, basically, because the theme was just, hey, you have to get your blessing. And so that was the whole hook of the song, to move. You shouldn't just stand and wait for things to come to you. Sometimes God wants you to reach out and get it. So it's funny because that actually came to me on a car ride to church. I will never forget that. It was like a summer afternoon, and I said, all of a sudden the gospel song came to me, the title came to me. It was almost like everything came to me at the same time. And I've been going that way ever since, and God has been truly blessing us.
You've been compared to Indiari, CeCe mm-hmm. Winans, Kim Burrell. How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel honored, especially with Ms. Burrell, because she is one of my favorites. So that really is an honor to hear that. Sometimes I don't hear it, but I'm glad that others do. So I don't take that compliment lightly.
And it was mentioned that you have a great voice by Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan? Tell
us
about
that. The bio.
Trying to do my homework.
you get an A+.
Hey.
But yes, that is correct.
Wow. Where would you like to see Angels and Butterflies take you?
Wow. I would like to see it just take me, hopefully, to a Grammy.
Hey.
I'm going to go ahead and claim that in the future. And, of course, above all, I just want our ministry to get out so that everyone, the entire nation and beyond, can hear it. That would just be my dream. I'm sure that would be so many other people's dreams. But more than anything, I would love that to happen.
You mentioned getting your music out. Let's get it out to your fans. How can they get your music? How can they reach you? Social media is everywhere. Tell us where.
Well, the best source to go, for reading about bios, whatever you want, to book us, videos, everything, is www.omega7, and that's the number 7, productions.com. And if you also go on Facebook, you can look up STESTEE, ST Hubble even, and all the links are intertwined. So if you look up one, it will give you links to our website.
Esty, it's been a pleasure. We thank you for taking your time out with us. Enjoy talking to you, and may God continue to bless you and your ministry.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. It's our guest, Esty. The project's called Angels and Butterflies. The new single is As Is. As Is is the new single. Pick it up from Esty's. Esty's, it's been my pleasure.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too. Esty on the Gospel Spotlight.